नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 71 एकदा देवा शात्रे two this isn't working one second It's easier to have a book. Gandharvapsarasam Ganaha Upahuta Vishwa Shrigbir Hari Gatopagayane Ekada deva satre tu Gandharvap sarasam ganaha Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato bagayane Ekada deva satre tu Gandharvap sarasam ganaha Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato bagayane Ekada deva satre tu Gandharvap sarasam ganaha Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato bagayane Ekara deva satre tu Gandharva samganaha Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato bagayane Ekada darva satre tu Gandharva psarasam ganaha Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato pagayane Ekada deva satre tu Gandharva psarasam gana Upahuta vishwa shrikmir Harigato pagayane Ekada deva satre tu Gandharvap sarasam gana Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato pagayane Matajis No, just chant it the way we chanted it. Ekada deva satre tu Gandharvap sarasam gana Upahuta vishwa shrigbir Harigato pagayane Ekada deva satre tu Kandarvapsarasam gana. Upahuta Vishwakshikbir. Hari Gato Pagayane. Ekada. Once upon a time. Devasatre. In assembly of the demigods. Two, indeed. Gandharva, of the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka. Apsarasam, and the inhabitants of Apsara Loka. Ganaha, all. Upahuta, were invited. Vishvashrigbi, by the great demigods, known as the Prajapatis. Harigata Upagayane, on an occasion of Kirtan, for glorifying the Supreme Lord. Translation. Once there was a Sankirtan festival to glorify the Supreme Lord in an assembly of the demigods, and the Gandharvas and Apsaras were invited by the Prajapatis to take part in it, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sankirtan means chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The Hare Krishna movement is not a new movement, as people sometimes mistakenly think. The Hare Krishna movement is present in every millennium of Lord Brahma's life, and the holy name is chanted in all the higher planetary systems, including Brahmaloka and Chandraloka, not to speak of Gandharva Loka and Apsara Loka. The Sankirtan movement that was started in this world 500 years ago by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore not a new movement. Sometimes, because of our bad luck, this movement is stopped. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his servants again start the movement for the benefit of the entire world, or indeed the entire universe. And if you allow me, I'm going to read text 72. Aham chagayam stadvidvam sribi parivrito gata gyatva vishwa sujastan me helanam sepu ojasa yahi tvam sudratamasu nasta shri krita helanaha. Narada Muni continued, being invited to that festival, I also joined, and surrounded by women, I began musically singing the glories of the demigods. Because of this, the Prajapatis, the great demigods in charge of the affairs of the universe, forcibly cursed me with these words, because you have committed an offense, may you immediately become a sudra devoid of beauty. Purport. As far as kirtan is concerned, the shastras say, Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Once you chant the glories of the Supreme Lord and the holy name of the Supreme Lord, this is clearly stated, Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu. Once you chant about and glorify Lord Vishnu, not any demigod. Unfortunately, there are foolish persons who invent some process of kirtan on the basis of a demigod's name. This is an offense. Let me read that again. Unfortunately, there are foolish persons who invent some process of kirtan on the basis of a demigod's name. This is an offense. Kirtan means glorifying the Supreme Lord, not any demigod. Sometimes people invent Kali Kirtan or Shiva Kirtan, and even big sannyasis in the Mayavad school said that one may chant any name and still get the same result. But here we find that millions and millions of years ago, when Narada Muni was a Gandharva, he neglected the order to glorify the Lord, and being mad in the association of women, he began to chant otherwise. Thus, he was cursed to become a sudra. His first offense was that he went to join the Sankirtan party in the company of lusty women, And another offense was that he considered ordinary songs, like cinema songs and other such songs, to be equal to Sankirtan. For this offense, he was punished with becoming a Sudra. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Srila Prabhupada clearly points out Kirtanam is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There was a room conversation we were listening to on the way to Sacramento last week for Vishnu Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan. And in it, they told Prabhupada, there's one member here in Chicago, it was 1975, but he insists on chanting Om Namah Shivaya. He won't chant Hare Krishna. He chants Om Namah Shivaya. Srila Prabhupada said, that's all right if he understands Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, that Lord Shiva himself is a Vaishnava. Otherwise, just like here, Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes there are foolish people. They invent kirtan. They invent it. Kirtan for millenniums and millenniums is Krishna kirtan. Kirtan means Krishna kirtan. It doesn't mean, as Srila Prabhupada points out, Shiva kirtan or Kali kirtan. Sometimes we see in our travels that people like to chant Kali, 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 Ma, 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 Ma. And they invent so many so-called kirtan. And their aim is sense gratification. They have a period. You stop the kirtan. They even told us at one place that you should wait 3 minutes in between every kirtan so that you could experience the bliss of the kirtan in the silence. So when the kirtan ends, rather than Jayam Vishnu Padmani, they're silent, and you can hear in the background usually, some nonsense so-called gratification. We don't prescribe or subscribe to that style of kirtan. It's so bogus. We received a contract yesterday to play kirtan at the Sea of Glass in Tucson, Arizona. We're very happy to go and play kirtan, Krishna kirtan for the yogis. But in the kirtan, in the contract that we printed at BBT, I was so embarrassed. It said that 24 hours before the kirtan and 24 hours after the kirtan, you cannot drink any alcohol or smoke any marijuana or any other drugs. They had to put it in the contract. I can show you. I printed it and faxed it back to them, signed, yeah, I won't smoke or drink at least 24 hours before or after the kirtan. That everyone's idea of kirtan, you smoke marijuana, drink a little vino, and chant a little Shiva, Shiva, Kali, Kali, Ma, 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 Ma. And we enjoy in this way. This is great offense. They have a festival. They call it Bhakti Fest. It's Maya Fest. It's Mayavadi Fest. It's bogus. The only reason devotees go there is to give Krishna kirtan. We don't take any association of ma, 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 or kali, 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 or Shiva, 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 Shambho. Srila Prabhupada points out strictly, this is concoction, just like a cinema song. And they're singing cinema songs. And sure enough, there's a green room before you go on the stage, and everyone is breaking the contract and smoking the ganja and drinking vino and going for kirtan, so-called kirtan. This is a fact. And therefore, Vaishnavs, as Srila Prabhupada points out, strictly avoid that type of so-called singing. What to speak of singing for sense gratification in front of trying to get women to love your voice. I was born myself very fortunate. Somehow I came out backwards and my vocal cords were crushed. So much so that as a little boy, they would send me to the ear, nose, and throat man and shoot air through the system to try to open it up. And they found that they couldn't. And they told my parents, I'm sorry, but your son will be hoarse for the rest of his days. So I've been blessed that my voice isn't pretty. Even sometimes I can't chant. There's no question of lusty women liking my voice because it's actually not a good voice. It's not attractive. Even I went to the doctor, they said, how many packs of cigarettes do you smoke a day? I said, I never smoked in my life. They said, what's wrong with your voice? I said, I was born that way. They said, well, we'd like to make some tests, endoscopy, stick a camera down your throat and find out what went wrong. But this Narada Muni, he was thinking my voice is very pretty. One time, we were in the association of Srila Prabhupada in 1977 in Vrindavan in his rooms. And there was one devotee, he was leading kirtan, and he had a beautiful voice. We won't say Prabhupada's disciple. Voice was extremely attractive. I loved his chanting. And Srila Prabhupada asked, who is that Rakshasa? He's thinking my voice is so pretty. Another time, another devotee was leading a kirtan, Guru Puja, in Vrindavan 1976 for Prabhupada. And it was very nicely choreographed with the jumping and dancing and kartals in a special. He had trained everyone in the Midwest. Savas was there. Naikatma was there. We were trained. And in the middle of the Guru Puja, Prabhupada stopped. He said, no. Let Trivikram Maharaj lead. In the middle of Sri Guru Charana Padma, Srila Prabhupada stopped the choreographed kirtan and asked one nice sannyasi who had a very plain and kind of off-key voice to lead the kirtan. So kirtan doesn't mean, just like one time we were at Chivananda Yoga and someone asked, they heckled from the crowd and said, I was explaining call and response. I'll call and you respond. And he said, how come you're the person that calls? And everybody looked, and I was a little bit nervous because it is kind of an arrogant situation, I would think, materially speaking. And I looked down, and then I looked at him and said, because it's my harmonium is the reason that I call. And everyone laughed and realized And I said, anyone can lead. If you have the harmonium, if you own the mridanga, if you've got the mridanga, if you somehow grabbed a pair of kartals, you can lead. You don't have to have a voice of an opera singer or someone who's very trained in musical performance. You didn't have to be a rock and roll star in the past before you became Hare Krishna. You just have to be serious and sincere and chant. So Narada Muni's offense, two offenses. One, that he was chanting and trying to impress the ladies. That, isn't my voice wonderful? Don't I sound like Perry Como? Of course, you guys don't understand what that means. Maybe some of the older devotees do. Don't I sound like Justin Bieber or something modern? And doesn't everyone love my kirtan? Number one. And number two, he was singing unauthorized songs. Not Krishna kirtan. We sing Krishna kirtan and authorized Krishna kirtan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, the song of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hey, what to speak? Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada said in one room conversation, at every event, you should chant Govinda Jai Jai, Govindam Adi Purusham, and Hare Krishna mantra. These are the Vaishnav mantras. Or like yesterday, for the appearance day of Lochan Das Thakur, we chanted that mantra that Srila Prabhupada chanted before Bhagavatam class in Atlanta and few other places. Parama Karuna Pahundvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. Every day we used to chant that. We were in the Atlanta temple. Savas Prabhu was the Sankirtan leader. He was a young boy. His wife was there. They were both doing big Sankirtan in Atlanta. And I think I was there the day that their newborn baby came. Their young son was born. Beautiful baby. He must be an old man by now because that was 1976, wasn't it? 75. Was it five? Oh, my God. I think she knows. He's almost 39. That's incredible. And we were there. She was going with the baby on Sankirtan. What to speak before the baby was born, she was going on Sankirtan. Savas was the Sankirtan leader. He told her, you have to go on Sankirtan. You can't stay home. I also did. I had a wife at one time. And the day after we got married, we were, I think, in California. I can't remember. She wanted a break. I said, this afternoon we can break, but tomorrow you go on Sankirtan. Of course, that might be part of the reason that we're no longer married. But Savas encouraged his wife in a more gentle way. The baby's born. You had your vacation. He's 3 days old. Throw him in one of these push carts. What do you call? Carriage. He was out there. Baby in the carriage. Mama on Sankirtan. And she did huge glorifying Krishna. So when we were there in Atlanta, Srila Prabhupada had taught the devotees to chant this Krishna Kirtan. Parama Karuna Pahundvijana. Nitai Gora Chandra, 1-2 beat. Devotees would chant it every day. And I had first come there. I was amazed Because except for Savas Prabhu and Tidit Prabhu, everyone else was from Atlanta or Georgia or down in the south. And they all read the English together. Paro means Lord and Dwijana means two. These two lords are more merciful than any incarnation because they are giving what no other incarnation has ever given before, Krishna Prema. And I was amazed that you can chant these mantras in the English with a southern accent. I was shocked. The only one who had the Midwest twang was Savastiti and myself. She was from, I think, Pennsylvania. Savas from Illinois, and I was from also same place, the north side. So this is Krishna Kirtan. Anyone can chant Krishna Kirtan, and everyone, with any accent. You can be a Muslim and chant Krishna Kirtan. But one has to be very careful not to commit offense, like Narada Muni, who was cursed to become a Sudra in his next life. Two offenses. One, he was hoping the women would like my kirtan. He was surrounded by women who were glorifying him and his chanting. And two, he was chanting concocted mantras. Shiva Kirtan and Kali Kirtan, Srila Prabhupada describes. So therefore, we have to be very careful that we chant Krishna Kirtan. And even though sometimes we chant Om Namah Shivaya on the appearance of Lord Shiva, we understand that Lord Shiva, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, Brahma Bole Chatur Muke, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, how's it go? Mahadeva Panchamukhi, Rama Rama Hari Hari. That Lord Brahma, he chants with four heads, Krishna Krishna Hari Hari, and Lord Shiva chants Panchamukhi, five heads, Rama Rama Hari Hari. They're chanting Hare Krishna Hari Hari. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. So we should be very careful that we chant Krishna Kirtan and we have the proper understanding. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, Iti Pum Sarpito Vishnu, Bhaktis Chennavalakshano, Kriyeti Bhagavati Adau, Tan Manyeti Tamutamam. This is very practical. The ninefold process of Krishna consciousness, which is open to everyone, is a very practical process. Kriyeti Bhagavati Adau. Serving Lord Krishna very practically. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. There is no Shravanam Kirtanam Kali. That is not bhakti. That is some other concoction. There is no Shravanam Kirtanam Ganesh. Is nice. Ganesh is also servant of Lord Krishna. But we aren't into glorifying Ganesh. We're into glorifying Lord Krishna, Srila Prabhupada points out. Therefore, we should avoid the association of those persons. Better to associate with sense gratifiers. Better, we find that when we go and do kirtan, if people are serious sense gratifiers, they love Krishna Kirtan. They're attracted to Krishna Kirtan because they don't have any philosophical misunderstanding. They're not confused by my Avad concoction. And we find that many times devotees are joining and coming to the temple. But Mayavadis, they're frightened to come to the temple because they know their program is finished. We don't see the Mayavadi community coming so much to the temple as much as we try to encourage them. They know temple means four regular principles, which they can't understand and they don't want to follow. They just want to chant and remain intoxicated and have sense gratification. I asked one person who was hosting. Everyone was breaking the principle. I said, do you guys have any regular principles? He claimed he was a follower of some guru for many, many years. And he asked me, what's a regulative principle? I said, you know, like no meat, no intoxication. He said, no. My guru never gave any rules like that. He just had us chant Kali, Durga, Ganesh, Krishna is all one. So as Vaishnavs, we can give our association, but we strictly avoid taking. We don't go and take the association of these rascals at their festivals. We go to Rath Yatra festival, where unfortunately you don't see so many Mayavadis, because they know this is the real McCoy. This is give up sense gratification and chant bona fide Krishna mantras. So one should be very careful to avoid the association of the Mayavad class and to give the opportunity for Krishna consciousness to everyone, including these poor, uneducated persons. They have no literature, usually. They have no study. Simply they are following those who have invented so-called kirtan and so-called... And here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada points it out very clearly that this is not our program. Narada Muni was cursed because he didn't follow the proper Krishna conscious protocol. He had to take birth as a Sudra and be given the opportunity to eat the remnants of the Vaishnavas, the sadhus, prasadam, leftovers, to come back to Vaishnav standing. We don't want to be cursed, and we don't want to misrepresent our spiritual master. Therefore, we chant Krishna Kirtan, avoiding the two offenses mentioned here, singing bogus concocted songs, so-called kirtan, and trying to get the attraction of the opposite sex by the singing. The singing is meant to glorify Krishna. Even someone may not have a very attractive voice. Some of our kirtan leaders, previously, the only time they would sing is in the shower, and no one wanted to hear that. But now, because they're glorifying Krishna, even someone is not such a good singer. I know one sannyasi, he can't hold a note. Sri Guru Charana Padma, by musical standards, when he sings, it's all over the place. Practically speaking, I've never heard anyone sing so terrible as this sannyasi. Myself and Naikatma traveled with him for a few months in Puerto Rico, and he would lead kirtan every day. And after a while, we realized, we won't mention a name, after a while, we realized, even though he can't hold a tune, he's very sincere to want to chant. And somehow or other, it was blissful. At first, we were looking at it from a material point of view, and it was intolerable. Isn't it, Naikatma? But after a month in Puerto Rico, 1975, we realized, well, you know, it's, some would say, how can you stand so-and-so's kirtan? No, no, he's very sincere. He really means it. So that was, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to call on people who couldn't keep the tune so well, so that no one would think. We had in 1977, I believe, the devotees had concocted and made a competition for the best kirtan party. Huh? 76. I was on one of the parties, I think, the Chicago party. And they were all competing. They told Prabhupada they were having the kirtan bowl. And Prabhupada said, stop this. That's not what kirtan's about. You remember? Devotees had concocted. Let's compete. Who has the best kirtan? Prabhupada said, no, 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 no. That's not our business. They had already had some competitions, head-to-head, kirtan groups and the voting. Like, what do you call they have on television now? I forget what it's called, but it's something about the best singer. American Idol or something. This was Krishna Conscious Idol. Vaishnava Idol. Prabhupada stopped as soon as he heard, stop, why are you doing? Why have you concocted this? Why are you competing for that's not kirtan. Kirtan isn't a competition. Kirtan isn't synchronized swimming. We thought Srila Prabhupada would really like this. The president had organized us in such a way, ching ching, ching ching, and jumping in a certain fashion. Prabhupada, stop. And he put some other sannyasi without the synchronized program in the middle of the kirtan. In Mayapur, I think it was Mayapur. It wasn't it, Naikatma? Srinam Mayapur. This kirtan leader was crushed. Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. Prabhupada stopped the Vaishnava idol. Because this isn't what kirtan is about. Kirtan is meant to glorify Krishna. We make our humble attempt to chant and offer some seva, following the principles, and very careful about the 10 offenses, and we become purified, and we become satisfied, and Krishna is satisfied. All glory Sri Guru and Gauranga.
you sure?